After a heated five-hour meeting yesterday on extending light rail into South Phoenix, council members are expected to vote today, but exactly what they'll vote on remains unclear. KJZZ's Christina Estes joins me to try to sort this out. Hi, Christina.
Good morning.
So why the confusion about what council members will do later today?
Well, because there was confusion over what they were going to do yesterday. After a coalition of business owners and residents started rallying against the six-mile extension along Central Avenue to Baseline Road, Mayor Thelda Williams called a special meeting to let them voice their concerns. But some council members expected to take some kind of action. In the letter calling for the special meeting, the mayor said it was for, quote, discussion and possible action. But the actual posted agenda did not include the word action. So by law, the council could not act at yesterday's meeting. But they do plan to take action this afternoon during their regular council meeting.
Now, we've had guests on the show who've expressed concerns about the design of the extension. There's a group called Four Lanes or No Train. Remind us of what they're asking for.
Well, the design calls for reducing Central Avenue to two lanes for cars. The group wants to keep it four lanes. They think two lanes will reduce traffic and ultimately hurt, maybe even destroy a lot of small family-owned businesses.
So why not keep Central Avenue at four lanes and still do the light rail?
Valley Metro and city staffers say if they keep four lanes on Central Avenue, they would have to buy and tear down dozens of buildings, many of them small businesses. So their argument is if you take out all the businesses, then it doesn't really matter if there are four lanes because the businesses won't be there.
So, Christina, last night was a packed meeting. There are also supporters of this plan in the crowd, though, right?
That's right. Supporters think light rail will lead to more economic development. Take a listen to a pro and con on this.
We deserve for our taxpayer dollars to be invested in our community. Make sure that happens.
But that's not going to end up in South Phoenix. That's going to end up in the contractors that work on that. That's not South Phoenix money. I'm a high school economics teacher. I understand how that works. None of that money is going to come to South Phoenix. What's going to come to South Phoenix are the problems that come with the light rail.
It's important to note the council approved the plan in 2014. Then a year later in 2015, voters approved a transportation tax to help fund the extension. Supporters will say that election garnered something like 70% support in South Phoenix, while opponents point out that that election held in August had extremely low voter turnout.
So was there a specific request from opponents beyond keeping the four lanes on Central?
Several people asked for a 90-day pause, they called it, to come up with a solution. But Valley Metro says there's a July 31st deadline to submit for a federal engineering phase. The project is estimated at almost $1 billion, and $600 million is coming from the feds. So if they miss the deadline, Valley Metro says the project will be removed from the federal process and they'll have to start all over.
All right. So how did this contentious meeting ultimately end?
Mayor Williams told the crowd she believes very strongly the council has listened and understands where people are coming from. She says it will all be considered in their decision today.
All right, we'll keep our eyes open for that. That's KJZZ's Christina Estes. Christina, thank you.
You're welcome.